In a major setback for India, Pakistan has been elected vice chair of the United Nations Security Council's UNSC Counterterrorism Committee and will also chair the UNSC's 1988 Taliban Sanctions Committee in 2025. This marks a significant diplomatic victory for Islamabad on the global stage. The recent development comes as a high-level parliamentary delegation led by Bilawal Bhutto Zardari visited the United Nations headquarters in New York following the confrontation with India over the Pahalgam attack. The situation de-escalated after U.S. President Donald Trump's intervention, leading to a ceasefire. During their visit, the delegation presented Pakistan's position on regional tensions, calling for respect for international law and advocating for peaceful relations with neighboring countries. The delegation met with the UN Secretary General, the President of the General Assembly, members of the Security Council, ambassadors of the OIC Group, media representatives, civil society members, and the Pakistani diaspora. Pakistan emphasized India's unlawful actions, including violations of the UN Charter and international humanitarian law, while condemning attacks on civilians in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJK. The delegation also rejected India's claims regarding the April 22 terrorist attack, pointing out the lack of evidence to support those assertions. According to the updated list of chairs for UNSC's subsidiary bodies, Denmark will take charge of the 1,267 ISIL, Daesh, and Al-Qaeda Sanctions Committee in 2025, with Russia and Sierra Leone appointed as vice chairs. Algeria will take the lead of the 1,373 Counterterrorism Committee, with France, Pakistan, and Russia serving as its vice chairs on the 15-member committee. In addition, Pakistan will slow chair the UNSC's 1988 Taliban Sanctions Committee in 2025. This committee is responsible for overseeing the implementation of sanctions, including asset freezes, travel restrictions, and arms embargoes, on individuals and groups linked to the Taliban that pose a threat to peace and stability in Afghanistan. Guyana and Russia will serve as vice chairs of the Taliban Sanctions Committee. These appointments place Pakistan at the heart of global discussions and policymaking concerning counterterrorism efforts and regional stability. The country's active role in these committees highlights its increasing influence within the UNSC. In the latest UNSC elections held on Tuesday, five new countries, Bahrain, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Liberia, Latvia, and Colombia, were elected to serve on the council for a two-year term beginning January 1, 2026. Pakistan's election to serve as a non-permanent member of the UNSC for the 2025-26 term further solidifies its leadership. Last year, Pakistan won an overwhelming 182 votes out of 193 in the General Assembly election, well above the required two-thirds majority of 124 votes.